Okay, thank you so much for all of your wonderful association. Wish you all a very happy Bhaula Ashtami. That is the appearance day of our most beloved Srimati Radharani's Kunda, that is Radha Kund. I wish you all a very happy Bhaula Ashtami. So we'll move on for our next part of the program, that is class on Chaitanya Charitamrita by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Hare Krishna, Kirtita Sundari Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, I'm here.
Hare Glory Krishna Prabhupada. Now you can please take over, Prabhu. Thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Saura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
We'll be studying two verses, reading two verses today from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22nd. We will do verse 47 and 48. Verse number 47. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatan Goswami the glories of Krishna consciousness, the glories of devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna yadi kripa kore kona bhagyavane guru antaryami rupe shikhaya apane Krishna yadi kripa kore kona bhakta kona bhagyavane guru antaryami rupe shikhaya apane Krishna yadi kripa kore Kona bhagyavane guru antaryami rupe shikhaya apane. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within. When he is kind to some fortunate conditioned soul, he personally gives him lessons so he can progress in devotional service. Instructing the person as the super soul within and the spiritual master without. Verse number 48.
Naevo panyat apachitam kavayastavesha Brahmayushapi kritam riddhamuda smarantaha Yantarabahistanu bhritam ashubham vidhunvan Acharya chaitya vapusha swagatim vyanakti Naevopayantapachitam kavayastavesha Brahmayushapi kritam riddhamuda Dhamuda smarantaha Yantar bahistanu bhritam Ashubham vidhunvan Acharya chaitya vapusha Swagatim vyanakti Naevopayat apachitam Kavayastavesha Brahmayushapi kritam riddhamuda smarantaha Yantar bahistanu bhritam ashubham vidhunvan Acharya chaitya vapusha swagatim vyanakti.
Translation: O my Lord, O my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with the prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the Acharya and internally as the Supersoul. to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.29.6. It was spoken by Uddhav after he had been instructed in yoga by Shri Krishna.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I would like to express my gratitude, my heartfelt gratitude to Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to be in your association today. Also heartfelt gratitude to Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji for arranging this conference call and introducing and welcoming all the devotees. I would like to beg at the lotus feet of each and every one of you, everyone who is listening, to please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. And I also pray to all of you, I beg all of you to please pass on your kind blessings to me so that I may be able to serve you for the next 45-50 minutes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Today's, as Kirtida Sundari Mataji mentioned, today is a very, very auspicious day. It is the appearance day of Sri Radha Kund. It is also Bahulashtami. And we are reading from the most nectarian Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what can be better than this? The two verses that we read today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching all of us through Sanatana Goswami. he is teaching all of us the principle that Krishna wants us to come back to him. Krishna wants us to come back to him. This we all have to be very clear about. We have to be convinced, we have to understand this, that Krishna wants each one of us to go back to him in the spiritual world. Krishna is completely spiritual personality. Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And he eternally resides in his dham, which is also spiritual, and he has unlimited devotees who are serving him in the spiritual world. Whereas somehow or other, we do not know the details, but somehow or other, each one of us, all of us, have landed in this material world, which is much, much smaller than the spiritual world. It is very insignificant compared to the spiritual world. And the hallmark, the main characteristic of this material world is ignorance, avidya. Ignorance about who we really are. We feel that, we think that we are these bodies, which we are not. Ignorance about what is the purpose of life. We feel the purpose of life is to live as long as possible so we can enjoy as much as possible. We can experience all the enjoyments that are available. The enjoyment of going to Grand Canyon, enjoyment of going to Alaska, enjoyment of enjoying looking at the Niagara Falls, going skiing, going parasurfing, paragliding, national parks, the joy of having the most attractive sexual partner, the joy of repeated sensual enjoyment, the joy of tasting the best food, the joy of looking at the big fat bank balance, joy of having a big house, nice cars, respect, joy of having nice friends who will support and serve us, joy of wearing nice clothes, getting nice compliments, joy of projecting ourselves as very successful professionals in this society, the joy of having nice, highly productive, high-functioning children and bragging about them and being proud about their achievements, which is extended sense gratification. We are all persevering. We are all working very hard, endeavoring for these types of happiness. Happiness of collecting candies on Halloween, whatever may be, we are working hard, we are striving for all these different types of joys and pleasures. This is also ignorance, because this is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Ahara nidra bhayamaythunamscha samanametat pashubhir narana dharmo hitesham adhiko visesho dharmena hina pashubhir samana. Ahar nidra bhaya maithun, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, samana metat pashubhir narana. Pashu means animals and human beings, nara, saman, it is same. In principle, there is no difference. The details may be different. We may be enjoying our senses on a nice soft bed. The birds are doing it on the branches of the trees. The dogs are doing it on the streets. The tigers and lions and other animals, they are enjoying it in the forest. The activity is the same. The principle is the same. The details are different. We may go to a nice 5-star restaurant, spend $300 on one meal, feel very good about it, because nice, educated, clean-looking waiters are serving us, professionally trained chefs are cooking for us, we can choose what we want, we can place order, and we give them tip, and they thank us, they salute us. Ah, how good we feel. We put a $5 bill in the hand of the valet who has parked our car, and we walk out with a raised head and broad chest, feeling very proud. Yes, I am successful. We are eating in a restaurant. The tiger is pouncing on a deer and enjoying the flesh and blood. The deer is enjoying the grass. Big fish is enjoying small fish. They are also eating, they are also enjoying. Their bellies are also getting satisfied. Their taste buds are also getting satisfied. In principle, there is no difference. We struggle hard to pay the mortgage or rent of our house or apartment. We feel proud when our mortgage is paid off. Oh, I own this house. The tiger also controls his cave. The birds also control their nests. The dog also controls his street. In principle, there is no difference. There is no difference. This is not the purpose of life. Ignorance. This is all ignorance. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are supposed to do. What can be worse than this? Therefore, we are suffering in this world. We are suffering in this world. Adhidaivik, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, Klesha are tossing us. These three types of waves are tossing us in the ocean of material existence. Just imagine, we are stuck in the middle of an ocean. The unfortunate Malaysian Airlines flight, they say, got lost somewhere in the middle of the ocean. How vast is the ocean? Miles and miles and miles in all directions. There is no land, just water. And how deep is the water? Miles and miles and miles deep. Not 100 feet, 200 feet. No. Miles and not kilometers. Miles and miles deep is the water of the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. Imagine being all alone in the middle of this ocean, being tossed by waves. How scary. What is the hope of reaching the shore of our aspirations? Very difficult. We are suffering in this world, my dear friends. We have to understand this. No matter how comfortable we are, we may be talking on a nice iPhone, fully charged. We are wearing nice clothes, comfortable. Our health is perfect. We have enjoyed a nice breakfast. We have done our sadhana. We have good savings in the bank. Our bodies are functioning properly. Everything is fine. Everything may be fine. But my dear friends, I'm telling you very, very honestly, nothing is fine in this world. Nothing. We are in the jaws of crocodile, on the banks of the Nile River. We are all in a very, very precarious situation. We may feel comfortable, we may feel accomplished, we may feel safe, only because Maya is making us feel that way. No sane person will feel happy, comfortable, and complacent when one has a death sentence. We all have death sentence. We are going to be killed in this world, my dear friends. Nobody is going to escape. Imagine being in a jail with other prisoners and everybody has a death sentence. Somebody is going to be executed tomorrow. Somebody after a few days. But everybody has a death sentence, irrevocable death sentence. We are like that. We are in this prison house of Maya and we all have a death sentence. Anybody who has taken birth is going to die. All of us on this phone conference call are going to die. And we don't know when. Do we want to die as half-baked neophyte devotees? Or do we want to achieve what Srila Prabhupada wants us to achieve? somehow getting our 16 rounds completed, somehow being pious, eating prasad when it is convenient, or at least when people are watching us eating prasad. Are we going to go back to Godhead like this, half-baked, lukewarm devotees? You think the doors of Golok Vrindavan are going to open for us so we can carry our contaminations inside Golok Vrindavan? We have to think very deeply about where we are going. It has been many years since we are in Krishna consciousness. Are we going deep? That is the question. Krishna is inviting us back home, back to Godhead. We have to pay the price. Krishna is giving us a huge discount, but it is not free. Problem is, we feel because we are initiated, because somehow we are connected to Prabhupada, it's going to be given to us free. That is the greatest offense against the spiritual master and Krishna. Krishna has come to give us the highest gift. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kashi and he saw all the Mayavadis headed by Prakashananda Saraswati criticizing and blaspheming him, calling him a sentimentalist, he told Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar that I have got the most valuable, prized possession. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. I have got Krishna Prema. I have brought Harinam Sankirtana all the way from the spiritual world. I want to give it. But these people don't want to take it. I have got this big burden of love. I'm carrying this big burden of love. I want to distribute these fruits of love of Krishna in this world. But look at these people of Kashi. They are Mayavadis. They are criticizing me. They don't want to accept anything from me. Oh, Tapan Mishra, what do I do? I don't want to carry this heavy burden of fruits of love of Krishna back with me to Neelachal. Why should I carry it back? I have come to sell these fruits. Why should I carry them back? That would be a failure as a businessman. So this is what I will do. I will reduce the price. I will give them such a concession, but it is not free. It is not free. How can it be free? Nothing is free in this world. How can the most priceless thing in the whole existence be free? We have to pay the price, my dear friends. And it is not difficult. All we have to do is associate with sincere devotees, fired up devotees, not lukewarm devotees. Not lukewarm devotees. Not devotees who are going to sit and talk about the stock market, who are going to talk about sense gratification in gross and subtle ways. It is all around us, my dear friends, unfortunately. We want to be fired up, serious devotees. We want to be blissful devotees, not devotees who take a chance. Let me enjoy. You know, Prabhupada is there, I'll hold his dhoti, and he has the key to the back door of Golok Vrindavan, and I'll just walk inside. Is that the attitude of a sincere disciple? Was that the attitude of Kuresh, that I will hold the dhoti of Ramanujacharya and walk into Vaikuntha? Was that the attitude of Srila Prabhupada as a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Oh, my spiritual master is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachi Suta Priya. Why should I work hard? He will take me back to Godhead. Is that what Prabhupada thought? Is that the attitude of our spiritual masters? Are they just sitting, chanting 16 rounds, looking here and there, somehow getting their rounds completed and planning the next sense enjoyment, next sense gratification. No. Becoming fired up devotees is not an austerity. Becoming fired up devotees is not painful. Becoming fired up devotees is blissful. It is a higher taste. It's a higher pleasure. Raghunath Das Goswami was not mad to leave his zamindari and wear a loincloth and live on the banks of Sri Radhakund and write Radhakund Ashtakam. He wrote it because he also wants us to read it and go back to the spiritual world. Krishna is inviting us throughout the pages of Bhagavad Gita. Throughout the pages of Bhagavad Gita. Mat karma krin, mat paramo, mat bhakta sanga varjita, nirvaira sarvabhuteshu, yahasa mam eti pandava. Mam eti. Such a person comes to me. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, mam anusmara yudhyacha, mai arpita manobuddhir, mam eva shashi asamshaya. Mam eva shashi. Man mana bhavam bhakto, madhyaji mam namaskaru, mam eva shashi satyante, prati jane priyosime. Mam eva shashi. Throughout Abrahma Bhuvanan Loka, Punaravartino Arjuna, Mam Upetya, Tukantya Punarjanmana Vidyate. Janma Karma Chame Divyam, Evam Yovejitatvata, Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti, Mameti. So Arjuna, inviting us. Krishna is inviting us to Goloka Vrindavan, my dear friends, throughout Bhagavad Gita, throughout Bhagavatam, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's inviting us. That was the message of the first verse that we read today, and the second verse also. To be precise, let me go back to the first verse that we read today. Krishna personally gives lessons so that devotee can progress in devotional service, instructing us as a super soul within and the spiritual master without. So that we can go to Krishna, go back home, back to Godhead. In the second verse also, it is said by Uddhav that you appear in two features, externally as Acharya, internally as super soul. Why? To deliver us by directing us how to come to you, how to come to you, how to go back to Krishna. That is the question. That is the aspiration. And for this, Krishna is willing to go to any extent. Keshav is willing to shave his kesh. Keshav means one whose kesh, one whose hair are most beautiful. Var means varaya, the best. So Keshav means one who has the most exquisitely beautiful, black, curly, bouncing, dancing hair. Beautiful hair. He is willing to shave his head. We are not willing to shave our heads. Just look at us. But Krishna, Radharani, so painful even to think, they are willing to shave their head and sit where the Mayavadis are washing their feet. Just somehow to reduce the price. Little bit faith, thoda sa shraddha. Just show little bit shraddha, little bit appreciation, and I will give you Krishna Prem. What is Krishna Prem? Adav shraddha. Then there is sadhu sangha. Then there is bhajana kriya. Then there is anartha nivritti. Then there is nishtha. Then there is asakti, then there is ruchi, or ruchi, then asakti, then there is bhava, and then there is prem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us Krishna prem. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna prema pradayate. Why should we stop at 16 rounds? We are really misers if we are stopping at 16 rounds. We have to be fired up devotees. Nam Sankirtan, Japa, reading the books, hearing
hearing from high class fired up devotees. They are there around us. We have to we have to search, we have to seek. We have to seek them. We have to pray to Krishna, Krishna, give me the association of your dear devotees. Give me the association of your devotees who will pull me up. I'm stagnating. It's been 5 years, it's been 10 years, it's been 15 years, it's been 20 years, 25 years. How many times I have celebrated Janmashtami, Radha Kund appearance day, how many Kartik Vrats I have done? Why am I still not self-realized? Why still I do not know who I am? Why still I do not know what my eternal name is, what my eternal service is? Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Gyan Kab Milega? When will I get? When will all this be revealed by you as my Chaitya Guru? When will Nityananda Prabhu reveal this to me? We have to be anxious for this. Not anxious, we have to be desperate for this. We have to be... It's the greatest pleasure to be madly in love with Krishna. We have to desire it. We have to desire it. Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj used to say, we have to cry for Krishna. Nobody in the history of this material world, I repeat, no one, show me one example, no one in this material world has got Krishna Prem without crying. Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he cried like a madman. Dhruv went through so much churning, cried. Draupadi cried. Every devotee has cried. Narad Muni cried, lost everything. We all have to cry for Krishna. But we are so unfortunate that we cannot even cry. We cannot even cry. Govardhan is crying. Giriraj Govardhan is crying. And his two eyes are Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And they are filled with his tears. But we cannot cry. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Because we are pretending to be false devotees. We are just pretending to be devotees. That is Arishthasur mentality. Arishthasur came as a rishab, came as a bull. Bull represents dharma. Therefore, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Arishthasur demon represents the anartha to pretend to be spiritual, to pretend to be spiritual authorities. Nice dhoti, nice kurta, nice kanthimala, nice tilak outside, but inside, all contamination. All contamination. Krishna knows what we are doing when we are alone. We are always witness. We are always witnessed. Inside, Krishna is watching every thought, every action as Chaitya Guru. How thoroughly honest we should be. Even when we are sitting alone, nobody is watching and we are thinking something. We are looking at something. We are planning something. Krishna directly knows each and every thought, each and every action. So Krishna is the witness inside. In the daytime, Surya Dev is the witness. At night, the Somadev, the moon god, is the witness. There is the Agni of digestion inside our body. So Agni is the witness. We have water in our bodies. So Varunadev is a witness. We are breathing. We are surrounded by air all around us. So Vayu is a witness to everything we do at every moment. So in this way we are being watched We should never think that we are alone. A criminal feels scared when he sees a cop's car with those blue lights, with the siren, with that pistol on his holster around the waist. A criminal feels scared to see a cop. Oh, drive slowly, the cop is there. Oh, drive carefully, the cop is there. But a law-abiding citizen, an honest citizen, feels happy, secure, when he or she sees the cop. Oh, thank God the cops are here. Oh, good, the cops are here. It is confidence boosting. Similarly, an insincere devotee feels very sad. Why is Krishna watching everything from inside? CCTV camera. There is no privacy. Krishna has not given any privacy. So many witnesses he has planted. His demigods, his servants are watching me. Vayudev is watching. Agnidev is watching. Suryadev is watching. Somadev is watching. Everybody is watching me from all directions, from within and without. What is this? Even Krishna is watching me. There is no privacy. But a sincere devotee feels so happy. Oh Krishna, the world may misunderstand me, but you are my Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Vridadeshi Arjuna Tishtati. You are in my heart as the best friend and witness. A sincere devotee feels happy that Krishna is witnessing everything. So that is the test. Do we feel happy when we think that Krishna is the witness, or do we feel frustrated? That is the sign of our sincerity. Krishna is so sweet. Krishna is such a darling. Krishna is so lovable. He is so lovable. Words cannot describe. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he and Nityananda Prabhu are the highest objects of our love. I will give you one example. In today's verses, we are discussing about how Krishna guides us externally as the Guru and internally as the Paramatma. In Pune, Maharashtra, around 500 years ago, there was a temple of a demigod. We will not get into details. And there were Brahmins, the pujaris, the purohits, who would do all the puja and everything for that demigod in that demigod temple. And these pujaris, unfortunately, were very, very immoral, unethical people. What they did is, they took some young, unmarried, beautiful girls from Pune society, they would approach the parents and say that this Devata has spoken to us that he wants to marry your daughter. She is the chosen one. She will become a Devi. She will become a Devadasi. And the parents would not know what to do. Wow, you know, this sounds like some divine arrangement. The Brahmins have come, the Pujaris have come, and they are saying that this Devata wants to marry my daughter. My daughter is so special. I will become so famous. I will be so respected if my daughter is given in marriage. And moreover, I don't have to spend for her wedding. So nice, very good. So they are young, pre-adolescent girls would be given to this temple as the wives of the deity. They were called Devadasis in Pune. And when these girls would be married, then the pujaris would tell them that now you are the wives of this Devata. So the rules of human society, the do's and don'ts of human society no longer apply to you. You are above and beyond all this. So don't judge whatever we tell you based on the moral compass that guides the human society, because you are not human anymore. you are the beloved wife of this devata. And they would tell them that this god wants you to have sex. And you know, they would exploit those young beautiful girls. Then not only that, they would tell them that this devata is going to appear in the body of this man. So go and enjoy with this man. And then they would say, okay, now you have to feed this poison to this person after enjoying with him. So they would go to different men, enjoy with them, and then when the men were totally unsuspecting, trusting them, they would feed them some poisonous things and kill them. And then steal their money, steal their gold, steal their wealth, ask for donations for all these. So many immoral, unethical things were going on. It was really horrible how these young girls were exploited. And they were practically living like prostitutes. And there were many of them, dozens of them. It is described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his South India Yatra, on the way back, he came to Pune. And he was very happy to come to Pune. And it is said that he was very happy to see Pune because Pune reminded him of Navadvip. And Pune reminded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Navadvip because Navadvip was the high seat of learning. It had many teachers there, many universities. And similarly, Pune also had many educational universities and many teachers. Education was given priority in Pune. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Pune, he was reminded of Navadvip and he smiled. And then near Pune, he came to this temple of this demigod. And there he saw these devadasis. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a new sannyasi. He was just maybe 25, 26 years old. He took sannyas when he was 24. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself with the beautiful complexion of Srimati Radharani. Who can be more beautiful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Even though he had a shaved head, even though he was wearing the drab dress of a sannyasi, but still, nobody can compare to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his beauty. Most beautiful form ever seen. Tall, very beautiful, slender body. Just beauty personified. More beautiful than millions of cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobha. So beautiful. His beautiful lotus-like eyes, his glowing golden complexion, his beautiful arms, beautiful limbs, broad chest, narrow waist, deep navel. How beautiful. Neck like a conch shell. Very beautiful. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this temple, he was young, sannyasi, and all these girls, they were just expert in exploiting and enjoying with men. It is described that initially, when they were very, very young teenagers, and when they started into this so-called, you know, business of cheating people, killing people, having illicit sex, initially, they felt guilty. They felt remorse. This initial guilt and remorse, my dear friends, is the voice of the Chaitya Guru, Paramatma. But if we are not sensitive to the voice of the Paramatma, we do not pay heed to the voice of the Paramatma, then we become completely desensitized to the voice of Paramatma. Then we cannot hear it. For example, if somebody is talking and there is loud music playing, we cannot hear it. If it was a quiet room, we could hear very clearly. But if there is too much noise of material distractions, we cannot hear the voice of the Paramatma. So these girls soon became desensitized to the voice of the Paramatma. They became deaf to the voice of the Paramatma. And they stopped feeling guilt they stopped feeling remorse. Years later, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And when they saw this beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they naturally felt attracted because that was their conditioning. And they were thinking, ah, here is a young sannyasi. He has come in our association. You know, he's going to fall down now. We are so beautiful. We are so expert at sense gratification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. In one sense, he is everyone's mother and father. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although just 25, 26 years old, had no lust. How can there be lust in the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He only has love. So although he is a sannyasi and he is not supposed to look at Mataji's, but still out of his compassion, he looked at all these girls, all these devadasis, from a distance. He looked at them, and he was not looking at them, he was looking at their fallen souls. Spiritually, how patit, how fallen they had become. He was looking at that. And out of compassion, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants all of us to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, to go back to the spiritual world, he started crying. This young, beautiful sannyasi, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started crying when he saw these devadasis, these girls. And seeing the compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his merciful glance, seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here to uplift us, he is not looking at us the way the men of this world look at us. He is not looking at us to enjoy our bodies. He is looking at us out of sheer compassion. As soon as the girls understood this, they also started crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying out of compassion, and these girls were crying out of self-pity. Oh, we were brought up so lovingly by our father and mother. We were born in such nice, pious Brahmin families. We could have lived such pious religious lives. Oh, what a catastrophe has befallen us. Look at our fallen state. What kind of lives are we living? How abominable, how abominable. How can we be redeemed? How can we be redeemed? Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jane Mosama Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. This is the attitude. This is the attitude, as written by Narottam Das Thakur. This is the attitude that attracts Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Karuna Karo. Oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, please have mercy on me. Dinahi na jane. You are very well known to be compassionate to the Dinahina, to the fallen, contaminated souls. You are famous, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are famous, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, for being merciful to the fallen souls. Yes, we know it. Before taking sannyas, you have delivered Jagai and Madai. We know you are Patita Pavan. Gauranga Karuna Karo Dinahina Jane मोसामा पतित प्रभु नाही त्रिभुवने. You will not find someone more fallen than me. Therefore, please accept my petition. You are Patita Pavan, I am most Patit. Please, Karuna Karo. The girls were crying. And just through his merciful glance, right then and there, no need of Bhajana Kriya, no need of Anartha Nivritti, no need of Nishtha, no need of Ruchi, no Asakti, no. Directly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them Krishna Prem. Special mercy. Special mercy. Directly gave them Krishna Prem. And now they were crying out of ecstasy. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. They were crying out of divine love, ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them, all from a distance. He instructed them, because they were begging, who is going to accept us? We are socially outcasts now. We are living like prostitutes. We don't have a husband. Our parents have given us away. Where will we go if we live in this demigod temple? The pujaris will continue to exploit us. We have no house, we have no money. Where will we go? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed. Now see, he has come externally as the guru. Internally Chaitanya Guru, externally he is their guru now. He initiated them and told them, you chant this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You live together. You take care of each other. Don't worry about the society. All of you be together and serve nicely. Always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And travel everywhere and preach this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's all. These Matajis, who were in such a fallen condition, believe it or not, they formed their own Sankirtan party. The first Sankirtan party of Matajis. And they traveled village to village all around Pune. Preaching Krishna consciousness, preaching Nam Sankirtan, and distributing Krishna Prem. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants all of us to become devotees, fired up devotees. Prabhupada wanted us to chant a much higher number of rounds. Then he brought it down. Then he brought it down. Okay, no less than 16. But we know the standard. We know the expectation. It was at that time devotees had no money, they had to go on the street, distribute books to pay the next month's rent for the temple. They were all living in the temple. They were all doing morning programs, completely engaged. Deity worship, they were preaching, they were establishing new and new temples. For them, because they were doing hours and hours of Nagar Sankirtan, because they were doing book distribution, 16 rounds was enough. But for us, what are we doing? We are so comfortable. Should we just stop at 16 rounds? We have to go deep. We have to go deep in our scriptures. We have to go deep in our bhajan. We have to take it very seriously. And then we will experience an inner joy. Externally, our Gurugan gave us joy of Krishna consciousness. Chanting, dancing, honoring Krishna Prasad, having wonderful intimate friendships with devotees. And internally as Chaitya Guru, Krishna gives deep realizations. And that gives us so much internal bliss that the so-called bliss, so-called happiness, so-called pleasure of material achievements is tuccha. It is It cannot be compared. The joy of Krishna consciousness is much higher, much deeper, much more sustainable. So let us go deep. Guru and Krishna are there to guide us. If we are sincere, Krishna will take us to the right people, to the right gurus. So I will unfortunately have to end here. I will not be able to take any questions or anything. Unfortunately, I am working and I have to rush out. So please forgive me. I'm sorry that my phone was constantly ringing during this conference. You might have heard some disturbance. I apologize. Very, very holy day of appearance day of Radha Kund, Bahulashtami.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, Mother, it got muted. So let us pray for purification on this auspicious day. Let us pray for purification so that we can go deep in Krishna consciousness and we can give lots of pleasure to Sri Guru and Gauranga by our Vaishnava behavior and our bhajan. So thank you all very much for your kind association. Please feel free to continue discussing, sharing your realizations, and but please give me permission to leave your association for now. Thank you all very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. Jai. Thank you so much, for your wonderful association. We'll not keep you on hold. You can just leave. Thank you so much once again for the beautiful.
Thank you. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, it's already 12 o'clock Eastern time, so I think so we can stop our class here. So thank you all so much for all of your wonderful association. And as Prabhuji said, we can, at home, we can read about Bahulashtami, we can read about the appearance of Radhakund, we can chant some mantras. So at home we can do that work today. So we'll end up a call here. Let's pay obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vanchakal-sarata-nubhata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata-sarata- ahead, Mataji.
Could you please explain, I mean, say something about Radha Kunda and Bhavanaswami?
Mataji, I have already posted in the Bhakti Sangha group on how to meditate, because all of us are not fortunate enough to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham, go to the Vrindavan,
yeah,
and take bath in Radha Kunda. So you can just meditate upon it, and virtually, you know, by chanting the mantra in our manas way, we can always go and we can take bath and pray to Srimati Radharani to bestow, you know, her sidelong glance so that we can purify ourselves. So, yeah, we can already do that. And yes, go ahead, Mataji.
Anytime is early morning. Anytime is okay. That mantra we recite and take bath.
Yes, Mataji, any time is okay. It's not that you have to do it early in the morning, because these appearances days, you know, disappearance days, these are basically for the whole day. It's not on a particular, you know, mahurta. So it's good if you do it in the morning, but, you know, it's for the whole day. So any time we can do it.
Okay, thank you, Mataji.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you all so much. So we'll end up.